One group is aiming to open Ohio's first and only recovery high school, a private high school for students with substance abuse issues.
We envision this one serving as sort of the student lounge.
Right now, Heartland High School doesn't look like much. Just a few rooms on the second floor of Broad Street Presbyterian Church on the city's east side. But that doesn't stop school board member Nicholas Anstein from getting excited.
And then this is going to be our main room. I love this room.
Something notable is missing from this room, though. The students. Heartland High School was supposed to open in the fall, but was slowed down by Ohio's accreditation process. Now, the goal is to welcome the inaugural class in January.
I plan on opening with a wait list.
Jennifer Bellamy leads student recruiting efforts at Heartland High. She saw firsthand the need for a recovery high school in Columbus when she worked with teens at Mary Haven Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center.
They would get clean and sober, they would get their lives back in order, and then we would send them back out to the same school in the same environment that they came from, and it was a setup for failure.
The National Institute on Drug Abuse found that nearly all students returning to their old schools after treatment reported being offered drugs on their first day. Anstein says that sort of thing won't happen at Heartland.
It's positive peer pressure. It actually, what we see with these schools is that it becomes the cool thing to be working an active program of recovery and being healthy.
Andrew Finch is a counselor and one of the co-founders of the Association of Recovery Schools. It's an organization working with nearly 50 recovery schools across the country. He says federal research on these small-scale schools is limited, but outcomes that have been studied are encouraging.
Recovery high school students are twice as likely to report complete abstinence from alcohol, marijuana, and other drugs compared to students that did not attend recovery high schools.
Researchers also found higher graduation rates for students with substance abuse issues after they've attended a recovery high school. Finch says it's common for recovery schools like Columbus's Heartland High to take a while to get off the ground. Part of that is their small size, usually about 30 students.
Whenever a school has a small enrollment, the economies of scale mean it's more expensive to educate a student. That's why most of our high schools in this country are massive. Because it's cheaper to educate a student that way.
A few state governments have passed legislation to help fund recovery schools, but not Ohio. Heartland High is fundraising to help pay for the three teachers and principal they'll soon hire. The tuition is high, $20,000 per student, although they hope to offer some scholarships. Even with the cost, board member Nicholas Anstein says it's a deal compared to a typical rehab facility.
I would say that for a full 30 days of treatment, you're looking at about $15,000 to $20,000 for that 30-day stay.
Until class is in session at Heartland High, the closest recovery high school is a few hours away in Indianapolis. Paige Flager, WOSU News.